and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
FST Overtime right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, Darling Kid, Jake Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Modica. Shout out to the good people at DKMS. Tell you a little bit about that moving forward. Don't forget the good people at Fantasy Factor. They do a great job too. Flatter prize pools, single entry contests only. Everybody had a nice weekend. So over the weekend, we did seven more rounds of the NFFC Trendsetters Draft. So I'll speak about some of the players that I like that we were able to take, myself and Andy Saxton. He pulled a fast one on me with these tight ends, though.
I want to hear.
Yeah, but it's all good. It is what it is on that front. And nothing else really major happened over the weekend.
Well, more breaking news, Corey.
What's going on, Jake?
D'Angelo Williams said he's playing zero preseason snaps.
All regular season snaps for D'Angelo Williams. Cowboys was going to sign him, but he had a problem with
that. He never got into wrestling, though, right? Was he supposed to do that?
Oh, he was supposed to do something with wrestling.
No, he did. He did do something. He did it, but that was it. That was the end of it.
He was
actually in a match. Yeah.
That's all right. Shout out to D'Angelo Williams. He was always a savvy dude. I like D'Angelo Williams. I had a phone conversation with him.
So we all believe that this one and done stuff is done now. Obviously, it's over.
What, the NBA?
Yeah. Like the NBA in college, like having to go to college for that 1 year. I mean, after this scandal, it's like, you know what?
After the scandal, I hate to say this, but you know who kind of was like, this is something like this is going to happen, and I'm going to prevent it from happening?
LeBron James?
LaVar Ball. This is LaVar Ball has been saying this all along. But, you know, I know how, you know, people don't like to talk about the male Kardashian, so I'll keep it pushing. But LaVar Ball is telling you all along, when you're saying that LaVar Ball is taking advantage of his children, no, the NCAA is taking advantage of these kids. And now you're seeing what's happening.
So, not good anyway.
What's up? To an extent, though. When you're getting
free education?
It's hard. I mean, look how expensive an education is. Like, when they say college athletes should be paid. Okay. Then you take away their scholarship and they got to put whatever
they're making.
They're
making $100,000.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they really are, though. These universities, I mean, you've got to come up with 25 grand a year to go to these universities.
And that was my point, what I said last week, Corey, is, I mean, you got these people that are getting PhDs. Actually, but forget that. Let's just talk about the ones that want to go down that route and are, like, becoming doctors or becoming, you know, engineers, and they leave college with $100,000 in debt that they have to work off to get to, you know, where they're financially stable because they have to pay for their own ride.
I guess every situation, you're right, and I guess every situation is different.
But the one thing I will say is, like, the academic part people really should be thanking the athletic department, because, you know, the football and stuff is bringing in all the money to allow everybody else to do their thing.
Everybody living good, so you know what I'm saying.
Well, actually, our friend, not Pianowski, the other one, Salfino. So actually, most football programs don't bring in money for their school.
I see so many different things. I mean, I'm not going to deny it without having the facts, but I think athletics does a hell of a job for, you know, everybody else.
Bust the bus. Let me come back. Patrick Ewing.
Ah, Patrick.
Kicks it off as we get ready for Manhattan's version of the Mount Rushmore. Knicks, Rangers, and any leftovers right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Shout out to Danny Okas and Ashley Abreu. They had a program they do called Popping Off. They talk about toys. Is that what the show's about?
It's like pop culture and stuff. Shout out to them as well. But yeah, pop culture stuff. It is, I guess, maybe of the like the doll toys that Jake toys. Has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, same. Oh,
you got the pop.
The Funko Pops,
right?
Jake. Do you watch Popping Off, Jake, the Ashley and Danny show?
Yeah, I've seen it before. It's more than just that. I mean, they talk about those, the things, yeah, the Funko Pops behind me, but they also talk about it. I mean, the last week they were talking about Black Panther and how well the villain was and whether or not it was a rival the Joker.
I thought that was an interesting conversation. Danny was like, he was so angry.
That was very Chappelle-ish, by the way. I have to say that. You do come up with it. I hopefully we'll get to see it maybe late afternoon tomorrow.
I'm going to try to go. I got so much to do this week. I was going to try to go see it one day this week. But I'm busy. I'll be here all. The only day I really could do it is Friday. And a homegirl of mine's birthday is this weekend. I'm going to take her out for her birthday on Friday.
Hamilton Weekend, the sequel?
No. It's not that. No, not that. Thank God. No, it's not that. And no, it's just I was thinking this is like an afternoon. Hey, your birthday. Here's some chicken wings, shrimps. Whatever, go about your business, have a nice time. Just, you know, pass it forward.
My wife always made fun of me when I would say shrimps.
Scrimps.
She's like, it's shrimp. It's shrimp. You don't have to say it plural.
Shrimps. What is it, Jake? Is it shrimp or shrimps?
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Hmm. Like sheep?
I guess we're wrong, Matt. Everybody's correcting us. Madison Square Garden is right behind us.
The Mecca.
The world's most famous arena. So we need to get Mount Rushmore of people that have played in Madison Square Garden, have done time and done big, good things in Madison Square Garden. Matt Modica, if I'm not mistaken, his name is Mark Messier, correct?
Oh, yes, his name is Messier. And like, even though he didn't have the longevity as other players, what he did is so significant that...
He gets a spot on Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, what's the goalie name from a couple years ago that was killing him?
Richter?
The one on the Devils?
No, the goalie right here in the city. That was standing on his head. He was like locked in for a playoff series for the Stanley Cup when they didn't win the
he's
cup.
Still the goal, he's still the goalie right now, Lundqvist.
Oh, yeah, him with Lundqvist. He's still a goalie now.
What they call the King.
The King, that's right. Is he Mount Rushmore? Is he a Manhattan Mount Rushmore guy?
Well, I mean, are we just doing hockey?
No. We got to get
just doing Rangers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we got Mark Messier. We got Patrick Ewing, right? Everybody agree with Patrick Ewing?
Mm-hmm. Clyde?
Now that's where it gets interesting. Because you got Clyde, right? You got, what's the dude that was the senator?
Well, what about Willis
you got,
Reed?
You got Clyde. You got Willis Reed. You got Dave DeBuscher, maybe not him.
I know Bill
Brown. Yeah, that's a good point.
Definitely not Phil Jackson.
Definitely not Phil Jackson. For what Chris just said, I would actually take Leach over Messier.
Okay.
I just think the man came here proclaimed, who won
the Stanley Cup?
But he came here. Leach was with him. Leach is the Rangers.
I'm not denying that point. But the Rangers hadn't won nothing until Mark. It was 54 years.
Yeah.
Messier came here. We were down to the Devils.
Here's a quick argument then. Is it John Elway or is it Terrell Davis? Because they didn't win a Super Bowl until Terrell Davis got there.
John Elway's a legendary
player. You would still say it's Elway. I get what you're saying.
I still got to go with Elway there. I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. Then my argument is that's why I would take Leach.
I could put Leach on the Mount Rushmore. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. But.
I'm just saying I would take, if we were only getting one Ranger, I would take him by, it's slim, but I would take him by a slim margin over Messier.
All right. Well,
we might have to get both of them up there.
Yeah, we may have to do that.
Well, we got
Ewing and Frazier.
I'm confused. Ewing, Frazier. Now let's stand down for a minute because I want to discuss some other Knicks. What about Allen Houston?
Is this just Knicks and Rangers?
And Knicks and Rangers, and if we have leftover Met Yankee, they can get involved with this one too.
No, this might just be, it might be good MSG.
It's making for Madison Square Garden. So.
Oh, look, Allen Houston. I like Allen Houston.
And if we do Madison Square Garden, do we do St. John's? No.
Walter Berry will not be on the list. Walter Berry would be.
Felipe Lopez?
Allen Houston doesn't even get in the top five.
All right, so we got Mark Messier. We got Patrick Ewing. That's where we're starting at. I feel like we're forgetting some legendary. Oh, we can't do Jeff Van Gundy because he's not a
coach.
He's a coach.
We said Walt Frazier, too.
We got Clyde, Pat, and Messier. I like Clyde. I think Clyde gets on this list.
I think he's got him. I mean, he is New York basketball, Clyde Frazier.
And you
got
to love his style,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
style.
You ever see that commercial he's got on cable? With that blazer?
Yeah.
He rocks it.
I'm a rock.
Not many can rock. I rock some crazy blazers myself, but not many can rock that.
I'm going to rock a blazer like that when we do the combine show on Wednesday. I'm coming here with a blazer on, a leopard skin blazer and pork chop sideburns. Why are you still dressed like 70s?
Well, I mean,
I guess he can. He get away with it.
If we're going to go back to like Ranger history, Rajah Bear would have to be on there.
I don't know none of these dudes.
I just don't know how far back we're going.
I think we might be able to get two Rangers because the Rangers have been more successful than the Knicks. Oh, what about Mark Jackson? Then you get St. John's and the Knicks.
Well, this is kind of like the Basketball Hall of Fame where they combine like college and pro.
Mark Jackson?
If you're putting St. John's in there.
Do you put Mark Jackson over any of the hockey dudes that you named?
I know. I mean, if you want to just talk about careers and like Brian Leach versus Mark Jackson's career?
Yeah.
No.
Mark Jackson, the man who created the Golden State Warriors. Never got to see it through.
That's kind of like Buck Showalter with the Yankees.
Yes. It could very well be Jack Del Rio with the Raiders. What's homeboy name? Tony Dungy with the Buccaneers. Never got to see it to the end. All right, Jake. Let's get ready to wrap this up. Patrick Ewan, Walt Clyde Frazier, Mark Messier, and Adam Leach.
Brian Leach,
excuse me.
Adam Graves gets honorable mention.
Brian Leach. Is that the four? Is that the four, Matt?
I think so.
Bavona, you watch. You go to Madison Square Garden. You watch the Rangers. What do you think? You're a Ranger fan.
I think Messier, Leach, Ewing, and Clyde are the perfect Mount Rushmore for Madison Square Garden.
That's the Madison Square Garden Mount Rushmore. Shout out to MSG. All right, so we've got Manhattan. We got the Bronx. We got Queens. That's three. And Staten Island. Now we can start to get
John Franco. He was living there for a while.
Start to get now we can start to play around with this thing a little bit since we got all the. We don't have no Islanders.
Yeah, I mean the Islanders back in the '80s. That Mike Bossy would be one. Grant. He was one of the best players like ever.
We need George Kurtz for this.
Hurt. Oh, George Kurtz would be ratting off. What's the word I'm looking for? When a gun fires fast?
Yeah.
Rapidly.
Yeah. There you go. Naming them players. Hey, Jake, when the last time you got to work with George Kurtz?
It's been a while.
Before,
it was a while ago. I did a temporary fill-in with him and Scott.
Yeah, I've been working with George. I got to work with him a lot.
It's been almost a year. I love working with George Kurtz.
We did the Sundays together.
He's very dedicated, right? Now, the thing about George Kurtz is he's very angry, man.
Well, that's part of the lovable. That's like Chris Vaccaro. Yeah. Part of the lovable quality is your anger.
Yeah, exactly. I hate it. How you doing, George? Oh, it's going terrible. My wife's got me digging up mulch in the backyard. It's 90 degrees outside. I can't even get
and
down.
And then you see the
down.
Beautiful police will stay.
Yeah, and you're like, George, you out there chilling, George. What are you talking about? Why are you so upset? Shout out to George Kurtz.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to work with him in a minute, but yesterday when I was downstairs doing some weekend work, Jake, I heard what's your man's name? Joe Pisapia and George Kurtz. They were doing the Black Book together, right?
Sunday mornings.
Sunday morning, they was doing the Black Book together. They did a fantastic job. And George Kurtz was talking about like players and stuff. George Kurtz is so locked in. Definitely head on over to rotoexperts.com. Sign up for that exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package for 2018. You get Jake's rankings and projections, which I looked at yesterday when I was doing my draft, right? You get award-winning guys like Scott Engel and Tim McCullough. You get Florio and Stanford, the great work they do. And then you get George Kurtz. And then George Kurtz is the answer expert, banging out questions and stuff like that. They really got a solid team over there. So definitely you want to go over there. Roto Experts Fantasy Baseball Package for 2018. They should get Nando to write something for that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Jake, when's the last time you read a Nando article?
Years. Yes, I read it in a long time.
I read a Nando tweet just recently. He was previewing the Best Friends Forever coming up next.
Oh, really?
He'll be hosting this week for Mr. Sussman. Well, I guess Greggy on that show.
Wait a minute. Ooh, I thought the Roto Experts podcast was next.
I guess you didn't get that email.
No, 1 o'clock. He was on the email. So read the email.
Well, I'm sure he got the email. This is being.
How are we going to do that?
You go have lunch.
Oh, God. I had to sit up here for an hour? I mean, what are they doing to me? My time is not valuable to the people at the Fantasy Sports Network. Guess what, though? I'm on the clizz.
Rapid fire, by the way, was what I was trying to say before.
What's up?
What I was trying to say. I was trying to say rapid fire.
Rapid fire. All right. When we come back, Mount Rushmore leftovers from New York. And then we'll talk Rotation Nation, the Chicago Cubs. It's FST Overtime right here on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy Sports Today on the network, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I got to do a read, so I like the reads to be in my. It's so many emails; it never really stops. It's always something. I'm just sitting up here trying to make it. This ain't the dang reads right here. Ah, let me find a read to read. Tell you about the good people at DKMS. Every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. Unfortunately, only 30% of the patients are able to find compatible bone marrow donor within their family. But that's how you can help. Go to dkms.org/FNTSY today and sign up online to register as a donor. DKMS will send you a swab kit, which takes legitimately 1 minute to do. You swab each of your cheeks and send it back to them, and that's it. You're done. DKMS will then try to match you up with a person in need of a donation. The process is easy. Best of all, you can actually help save someone's life. Not metaphorically, but quite literally. Check out dkms.org/FNTSY to see how you can help. So everybody, like the whole staff has been doing it and stuff like that. DKMS has been a good partner. So shout out to them and make sure you get your kit and get cheek swabs. We did the New York Mount Rushmore and we don't have one football player. So this is the one that's going to go.
And so it'll be the New Jersey Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Scott always says New Jersey anyway.
So I said the same.
We got to put this one in New Jersey. This would be on Route 1. We could put it in Hackensack by the mall.
You could probably do Giants by themselves.
We're not going to do the Jets like that, though. We didn't do the Mets like that. We're not going to do the Jets like that.
you could do the Jets with the Devils.
Oh, you can do that, too. That makes sense. Lawrence Taylor.
They used to play across the street from each other.
Yes, they did. Brendan Byrne Arena, one of the great venues in sports.
Frank Gifford.
Really? Frank Gifford?
Frank Gifford was like one of the most amazing players back in that era.
In that era?
Yeah, he was like, he did it all. I mean, in today's game, you don't think.
Do Eli get a spot on this? Two Super Bowl rings?
I wouldn't even have said Gifford, honestly. I get the argument for him, but I wasn't even thinking about him. I was thinking Strahan, Eli, Sims, and Taylor.
So, Strahan, Eli, Sims, and Taylor.
And then, like, Gifford would be right there with Harry Carson is, like, barely missing.
I don't know why A. Tittle's career with the Giants.
I know. Why A. Tittle? We can't.
And then, of course, Mark Favaro.
I'm just saying for you to go.
No, Mark Favaro, Jake, played for 2 seasons.
No, he didn't. Mark Favaro played for a hell of a long time. He's top 10 Giants of all time.
Mark Favaro wasn't that good of a player. He had like a couple seasons.
You know, Corey, you're being a Cowboys right now.
Does Jason Sehorn make the list?
Chris already got New Jersey for us.
Who are the four? LT.
All right.
LT.
Where we go?
You have to stay Strahan.
Yeah, I would
think you
got to
say Michael Strahan. Taylor, Michael Strahan. You got to put Eli Manning in this thing. He's 2-time Super Bowl champion.
I would say Eli over Phil Sims.
I would put Eli over Phil Sims.
Yeah, so that comes down to Phil Sims, Gifford, Harry Carson.
I wouldn't. I would put Phil Sims maybe over him.
You don't like Eli Manning, man. He won 2 Super Bowls. Like any other city, a quarterback that won two Super Bowls would come on their Mount Rushmore.
I hear you, but I mean, they did. But just to say the Ravens with Trent Dilfer won two Super Bowls. Would Trent Dilfer could be a Hall of Famer? Would he be on a Mount Rushmore?
Eli Manning had big moments in those games. Big moments in during those playoff runs. You look at the pass to Matt, I despise Eli Manning. The pass to Mario Manningham was brilliant. The play where he broke away and he threw the helmet.
Okay, I mean, Phil Sims had one of the best Super Bowls ever. Though.
He was like 20. He was like what? He was 22 or 25.
And the other one, he got hurt in that run.
Yeah, and then Jeff Hostetler won it without him. Right. That was Jeff Hostetler. Okay,
the defense won that game. Yeah, they had the ball. Bills only had the ball.
Eli over Sims.
I think you go Eli over Sims. And trust me, I'm not an Eli Manning guy.
I mean, I'm not an Eli or a Phil Sims guy. Don't get me wrong.
Phil Sims overrated too, to be honest with you.
Hey, Chris brings up a good point. Does Harry Carson get extra bonus points for coming up with the Gatorade bath?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, Chris. I need to keep my G-chat open. That's a good one.
I'm trying to think. I feel like we're missing somebody, though.
From the Giants?
From the Giants. I'm trying to think.
No.
So are we just staying in the recent time?
If you go pre-Parcells, the Giants was trash.
No, they weren't. Before pre-Super Bowl era, they were in the championship game more years than any other team. It's like them and the Bears all the time. Which is actually what I've brought up multiple times. Is why I don't understand why the Bears and the Giants don't have some type of rivalry.
They never good at the same time.
They were in the championships all the time before the pre-Super Bowl era. All the time they were facing. Go look how many times they faced each other.
If we could put a coach on here, it would have been Bill Parcells.
Mm-hmm.
But we said no coaches. So, Eli Manning.
I think it's Taylor, Strahan, Manning, and then it comes down to Sims, Carson, or Gifford.
I'm going Taylor, Strahan, Manning, Sims, Carson.
Carson or Gifford.
I'm going to go Harry Carson.
I mean, like I said, I never saw the man play. But
you suppose, Harry Carson?
No.
Oh, I was just like, man, where the hell was you at?
Was it Harry Carson? No, it wasn't Harry Carson. It was Leonard Leonard Mart. Who had the bet with Howard Stern? And Howard Stern
had
to kiss his butt. It was, that was actually pretty funny.
We can leave this spot open for 5 years from now for Odell.
Yeah, about to say Odell.
Yeah, but Odell's got to be healthy.
He's got to eventually, he'll get that spot. All right, so now we're going to do New Jersey. Let's do the Jets first. It's tough. You got to put Willie Joe, and then you kind of like, okay, what? Chad Pennington? I don't know.
Freeman McNeil.
Oh, no.
Altoon.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin. There you go. Curtis Martin.
Mickey Shuler.
I think that's it. I think his name is the Martin at the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm, oh, wow. Altoon? No.
You could throw in the sack exchange as a group, but.
Oh, are we doing Nets in New Jersey or are we doing Nets in Brooklyn?
Let's put a couple,
like how are we treating
them? Let's put some Nets with these Jets. So we don't want to use too much.
Well, Chris already came up with the New Jersey only and no Jets. He said Scott Stevens, Brodeur, Kidd, and Dr. J. It's hard to argue.
That's a good one right there.
Pretty much does it for me as well.
That is a good one right there. So that's the New Jersey one. Jason Kidd, Scott Stevens, Martin Brodeur, Dr. J. See, because Dr. J is interesting, though, because Dr. J was a net when they played on Long Island, too. Then he was a net in New Jersey. But then Dr. J was really a 76er, is what he goes down in history as. I don't think Dr. J gets on this one.
I mean, who else are you going to put for the Nets? I'm trying to think.
What's Jason Kidd's son name?
I think Dr. J gets it for the Nets just to make it look good.
Chris needs to stop. Drazen Petrovic.
He was a hell of a shooter. Drazen Petrovic would have been the man. God bless his soul. Drazen Petrovic was a beast. He was like a Steph Curry. Man, that release was quick.
That was
quick
on the
too.
Autobahn? He got an accident?
Yeah, he got an accident on the Autobahn and took his life. Drazen Petrovic. They got Drazen Petrovic jersey at Mitchell and Ness. Oh, I know somebody from the Nets. Kenny Anderson. No? No?
I'd rather say Dr. J.
But Dr. J was a 76er.
Okay, I mean, but, you know, it gives the Nets a little more prestige.
There you go. Shout out to the New Jersey Nets. We'll be talking about the Chicago Cubs pitching staff coming up next on Rotation Nation. And the thing about the Cubs pitchers is They got some pretty good ones. I got one of them on my team that I'm drafting right now. One of them on the clock on my team that I'm drafting right now. I have Yu Darvish. So I'm happy about that, Matt Modica. But they got some other players on this Cubs staff, on this pitching staff, that should have some fantasy value too, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Look, the Cubs are one of the best teams in baseball, you know. So they've had a very good defense in the past. Curious to see. Look, if Javi Baez doesn't start 150 games at second base this year, you know, Joe, I think Joe Maddon's
well,
a bit overrated.
What's the beef? Why wouldn't he start 150 games?
What's the
other team?
What happened?
Is that other options on the team?
Yeah, I mean, like Ben Zobrist, really. I mean, if you want to give Baez a break every now and then, you could put him in there. But I mean, Baez is 25 in the prime. He shouldn't be missing that many games.
Hey, Jake, are you a roster roster resource guy?
Get Ian Happ. To a degree, I'll check it definitely for depth and stuff like that. I'm not like that set clat in stone over there. But you got Ian Happ has got to get at bats. And if Ian Happ's in the lineup and Baez is in the lineup, then where's Schwarber? Then where's Almora? So, I mean, it's just they have I agree with what Matt's saying. I just don't see any of these guys getting over like 140 at the most because I think they're all going to be sitting too much.
Yeah, but for me, Baez, his defense alone warrants him to play every day. And his offense, I mean, I think there is going to be a season where we are going to say, you know, he's very streaky. But the thing that kills this team is Jason Heyward. And the only reason he's getting those starts is because of his contract.
And he's a lockdown. He's very good in the outfield, right?
His defense.
Defense is extreme. He's the best defender in the league, right?
His defense is starting to go down. It's, you know, he's been one of the best defenders, but that's starting to go down now, too. And the bat doesn't,
he stinks.
Like,
you
can put Hap, he's going to play a lot of the outfield. He can play some second base. Maybe even you see him at a game at third base, too. I don't know how you do that. I'm really in on Schwarber. I got him on a lot of teams. He's slimmed down, too. Defensively, he's a liability, though.
Did anybody see CC Sabathia?
Stole two bases.
Oh, look, Kyle Schwarber stealing bases in the preseason.
And he's a young kid. People forget this. He can hit. He's not a 230 hitter. I'm not saying he's a 300 hitter, but I think he's definitely a better hitter than what he showed. And he's a young kid. He missed a year. Forget that. He missed
a
full season.
To know what roster resource has their batting order as?
Sure.
It's Albert Amara, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Wilson Contreras, Kyle Schwarber, Addison Russell, Jason Heyward, and Javier Baez.
I would be flipping Baez and Russell.
All right. Yeah. Roster resource. I don't know. Are you a roster resource guy?
Yeah, look at it, but.
All right, cool. When we come back, we'll talk about the pitching staff for this team, Rotation Nation, right here on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Shout out to the north side of Chicago. That's where the Cubs play at. Wrigley Field. The friendly confines. Are the confines friendly, Matt Medico?
Oh, no, they are very friendly. There's bars. It's basically like in a neighborhood, and there's all these bars around. I went to a lot of games because it was so close to where I lived. I mean, I could just drive there. I could take the train there, take a cab there.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to, I could even walk, but, you know.
The friendly confines. You ever go to South Side to see the White Sox play?
I did. I mainly chose the day games over there.
The not-so-friendly confines. I
will say, the White Sox stadium was much nicer than I expected it to be. Man. It was when they first built they built that, and then Camden Yards came out.
Yeah.
And they were like, what the hell? Like, yeah, what they Camden had Yards was so just, bad. And then they added renovations, and they did stuff. And it's actually a nice ballpark.
Shout out to the south side of Chicago also. All in, kid. You ever been to the friendly confines?
I've been to Wrigley.
Oh, that's the friendly confines.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's just...
Hey, when did you go to the... When did you... When tell me about this.
not much to it. I don't understand why you're making such a big deal about it. My buddy used to live in Chicago for a little bit of time. I went out to visit him and went to Wrigley.
Oh, that's cool. There. No, because yeah. I know Matt lived out there, so I figured he was there.
Oh.
I didn't know. No, I figured you were like, no, I haven't been there.
No, he's in the DOD, and they do years in the States and years overseas, and they rotate them. And for the time that he was in the States during that time, it was now probably like 6-7 years ago, he was in Chicago for a brief time. So we went there. We actually sat – I got great tickets for us. We were the second row off from the bullpen on the right side, which is the visitor's bullpen, so behind first base. And so we were sitting right there where their bench is. And if you guys remember Evan Meek, the reliever for the Pirates – he was flicking seeds behind him. He was trying to get him to land in a lady's stuff.
Oh, look at that. That's very mature.
I do believe.
He wanted to, for those of you who, I'll break it down. He wanted the sunflower seeds to land in the woman's bosom in her cleavage area.
And they were trying to be coy about it. They were being funny.
I found that juvenile humor like that, Matt Modica, makes me laugh.
I will say, from when I was going to really, I caught the end of it as they were making the improvements.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe now they have a Doug's sausage. It closed down. It was a store. It was phenomenal. Like all different types of homemade sausages, dude made. But there's a Doug's there now. I believe in the bleacher section.
Des Bryant's on TV. I hope everything is okay.
Did he get cut?
They better not stop.
They keep talking
don't do that.
I'm not talking about it.
Let's talk about Rotation Nation Chicago Cubs. We're not going to discuss Des Bryant being unemployed. It's not going to happen. John Lester is their SP1, according to Roster Resource. I think that guy is probably you, Darvish, now. Where's John Lester going in drafts, Jake?
I don't know. That's Matt's question.
In 15 teams that I've been doing, it's in the 8th round, maybe early 9th.
You see a good value in the 8th round?
I think so. I mean, look, people are going to worry about the velocity and stuff. This guy pretty much pitches 180 innings plus, gives you 180 plus strikeouts. And for what you got to pay this year, I'm going to go back. I mean, I do like this rotation. I do have some question marks, too.
Okay. Jake, what do you think about John Lester?
He's Kyle Hendricks level for me. If you want more strikeouts but a lesser whip, then you go with Lester. If you want the better ratios and less strikeouts, you go with Hendricks.
I thought Kyle Hendricks last year was like the safest number two pitcher. Like, that's, you know. But the thing was, and the numbers at the end of the year, but the thing is, he pitches like 85 miles an hour. And then really, he has zero margin of error. And I want to take him. I like him. He puts up numbers. I just can't pull the trigger this year.
Can't pull the trigger on Kyle Hendricks.
I'm just, what if, you know, the dude's throwing 85?
I don't know. I mean, this one, it's not,
what are
this,
your thoughts, Jake?
It's not why they brought me here.
No, I think they're a point flip. I think it's a coin flip. I think it depends on what you need at that point in the draft. Like I said, if I'm getting a third pitcher and I want the ratios, I'm going to take Hendricks. If I'm getting a third pitcher and I want more upside, I'm going with Lester. But I have no problem. I've actually had Hendricks on a lot of my teams for the past 2 years. I know what you're saying. It's not pretty. It's not exciting. And somehow he gets it done. But, yeah, both of them to me, let alone being an SP3 in fantasy, they're both threes on their team. Like, forget Darvish being the number one. Quintana's the number two, too. Like, neither one of these guys are the top two on the team.
Yeah, we'll talk about Jose Quintana.
I think he's got a very nice price. For you Quintana? Should be able to get. He's in the 5th round of a 15-teamer. You know, you should get 200.
Well, what can he bring you? What can he do for you? What's the end game? What do you want to see from
him? Top 20 pitcher.
Top 20 pitcher, wow.
Top 20 pitcher. Look, if I'm going to just put I would say, you know, 200 innings gets you to 200 strikeouts. Now, the question entering this season is, can he sustain the strikeout rate that he got when he came to the National League? I'm not sure that's all going to stay. I think he gives a little bit back. But if he gives you 200 innings with 200 strikeouts and pitches a 350 to a 370 ERA in today's pitching, that's fantastic for me. I mean, possibility of getting better than a 350 ERA, but I would project and be comfortable with a 350, 360 ERA.
All right. I'm sorry. I was looking up Des Bryant.
Yeah, look, I think it sounds more and more, though. It's a little crazy, I think.
All right, tell me about Brandon Morrow when it comes to closers. Jake, where you have him ranked in your closer rankings?
Let me find out for you.
Thank you.
I was sorting by team because we were talking about the teams, and then you switch it up on me like that.
Brandon Morrow played for the Cubs, right?
No, I know, but I had the entire team sorted together.
Oh,
he's
my bad.
15th for relievers.
15th for relievers. So he's a CL1. In a 15-team league, he's a CL1.
Nah, he's still two.
The problem with him, too, is can he hold up? He did very well in the bullpen last year. The Dodgers pitched him like every game in the playoffs, especially in the World Series. He was in every single game. So, I mean, the question with him is health. It was definitely a good move moving him to the bullpen. I think he's going to get every opportunity to do this job. But if he fails, they got other guys. I mean, if he can't hold up and gets injured, you know, there's C.J. Edwards, if he could ever, you know, have some command, he could be a fantastic pitcher. And you also got, you know, Pedro Strop, guys like that.
And Sishek.
Yeah, Sishek's there, too.
Do they have any pitchers on the Chicago Cubs, right, that we're not discussing, that's like, you know, some dudes that could have some fantasy value? Maybe you take a late round flyer on them.
Cy Chatwood?
Yeah, like Tyler Chatwood.
AKA Cy Chatwood.
Cy Chatwood.
From DFS. That was good a couple of years ago. Everybody used to use that term.
I think it's more like Jen Ho Sang.
Oh, who is that? Interesting.
International. But somebody they've had coming through the pipeline. He actually looked good in his first showing in spring training, but again, in spring training.
They don't even have him on roster resource. Jake, you scroll broke down roster to the, resource.
Scroll down to they have him in the minors, probably.
Oh, well, minor leaguers, you should know. Sorry.
No, let's say.
Minor leaguers, you should know.
Yeah, they've got him as the top pitcher in the minor leagues, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Chatwood, getting back to him real quick, he's kind of like that arm, if you're going to speculate. Like on what's that guy in the Cardinals, Milos Miklos? So, you know, I wouldn't totally discredit him for what he's been able to do on the road, even though he does walk too many people. He has an abysmal first pitch strike rate, but he does have some nice things, too. He's an extreme ground ball pitcher. He can throw the ball hard, and he's out of Coors now. He's on a team with a better defense, you know, a very good team. So I wouldn't totally discount him.
What about Eddie Butler?
See, Eddie Butler, I would discount.
Discount him.
Nando does like Eddie Butler.
I love him. Scout Fantasy Show come on at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time today. Adam Ronison, Dr. Roto.
This is the Virgin Voyage today, right?
Yeah, this is they. I don't think I can say it on the radio. I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you in the break. I don't know what you can say and what you can't nowadays. Apparently, when somebody goes to the penalty box, you can't chant basketball at them. I just find that funny. That's creative, too. That's creative.
It is creative.
It's creative, but I mean, understand the intent and stuff like that. I just, as somebody who, like is in the media, like, do stuff like this, I want to be able to say everything about anybody. Can't do that because then the kids have to eat ramen noodle every night.
Yeah. Peanut butter jelly.
You can't
time.
Grow up to be big and strong if you're eating ramen noodles every day. You look like Jeff, the skeleton. Yeah.
You want to be healthy. Not as healthy as
not
Monique.
Not as healthy as Monique. We don't do body shaming on this network or this program, though. We don't. Mr. Sussman was doing that when he was here, though. He was called Fat Tuesday, and he was talking about fat baseball players. I warned him about that. Mr. Sussman might not be on Floridian vacation. He might be suspended.
I think he's in a Floridian vacation.
You don't think they suspended him for fat?
I think he's getting a nice tan. Well, I mean, I guess Florida's.
He's gonna come back tan. Greg gonna come back with a tan.
Greg
and Nando's gonna host the BFFs for him. So y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. They coming upstairs next. They'll be at the best friends forever. And then then I gotta look at the schedule. Let y'all know what's happening after that. So we got some Mount Rushmore's done. We talk about these Chicago Cubs pitchers. Yu Darvish, John Lester, Jose Quintana, Kyle Hendricks, excuse me, Cy Chatwood. Those are the fantasy relevant guys right there.
What's we get?
I'm going to do some investigation on why Des Bryant is on the TV. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. So Des Bryant says he gives his advice to young players is don't play hurt because people are going to think you're washed up.
Now Dez is going with this hurt thing.
I don't like that.
I know you don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
You know, now all of a sudden,
I don't know. See, I don't know if Dez Bryant was hurt. He was never on a damn injury report.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
Yeah,
too.
That doesn't mean anything, but it sounds a little like
it. Sounds like when you have a bad season, all of a sudden I'm hurt. I don't think Dez Bryant is washed up, though. Let's talk. We're going to talk about that. Black History Month, Dez Bryant, when we come back.
Fantasy Sports Today.
He is New York basketball club.
And you gotta love his style.
Yeah,
too.
Style. Have you seen that commercial he got on cable? With that blazer.
Yeah,
he rocks it.
I'm a rock.
Not many can rock. I rock some crazy blazers myself, but not many can rock.
I'm gonna rock a blazer like that when we do the combine show. I'm coming here with a blazer on, a leopard skin blazer and pork chop sideburns. Why are you still dressed like 70s?
Well, I
guess he can.
Weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, this is Dez Bryant. I don't want to wait to sound like, I don't want it to sound like an excuse, but it's the truth. Bryant said of being compromised by injury. It's like one thing that I know Jim Mora will tell you. I hate going, that's the Cowboys head trainer. I hate going into the training room. I don't like going in that training room, especially when I needed to be in that training room. But this time around, I want to take care of my body. I want to get it all the way right. I want it to be right. I promise you, I ain't having nobody questioning me again. This is what I love, and I accept everything that's coming my way right now. That's okay. That's fine. I just want to work. That's all I want to do. I want to work. I want to stay out of the way. I want to control what I control, and I want my respect. That's it. Do you think that? Do you think you got to take a pay cut to stay with this team, Matt Madika?
I think he's going to have to. I think it just seems like the writing's on the wall here. It keeps getting back to, they keep mentioning Dez, so.
Jake, this is not nice to do this to Dez Bryant. He was hurt.
No, he wasn't hurt. Get the hell out of here. What was the excuse the 2 years before this, then?
He was definitely hurt those 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
He had the foot injury. One of those years had the foot injury. Yeah, he had two foot injuries in both of those years.
You know what? You're underperforming, and that's what happens. I'm always, look, you know, I'm one of the first people to argue get more money when you can get more money for your play. But at the same time, if your play decreases, if we're going to perform better on a radio show and want more money and we get more money, if we start slacking and mailing it in, you're going to get cut or fired. This is the way things work. You can't just have it one way. You can't just have the players always wanting more money. And then when you don't show up and don't perform, still keep paying them.
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate. But
he had one bad year. That's not right to do that.
It's not 2014.
He's not elite anymore. He's not elite.
He really is.
He had one bad year. Let's not act like the man is dead.
It's more than one bad year. He hasn't been able to separate for the past three seasons.
Jake, I think you acting like he's damn with Reuben Randle. This is Dez Bryant. No. This ain't damn Reuben
I'm
Randle.
Not. No, but he's not Dez Bryant anymore. He's not elite anymore. He was elite at the start. He was a terrific touchdown maker, but the fact is he can't separate anymore, and top corner shut him down. He deserves to be paid still, but he deserves to be paid around $10 million, not $16.
Yeah, how about this? Like Rick Pitino once famously said with the Celtics, like Larry Bird's not walking through that door.
Yeah.
2014, Dez Bryant's not walking through that door.
Rick Pitino got his own stuff he need to worry about.
He got a tattoo on his
if you want to make you feel better, just to go back and joke the Jets, you can joke the Jets, Corey. Did you see what happened with the linebacker driving the wrong way through the tunnel?
I heard about
causing
that.
A wreck.
Oh, Lord, please, the Jets.
Well, he was sober, or
he,
no?
No.
Oh, okay, I try to ask that question. Yeah,
so Nando was upstairs, and I guess the BFFs would be up here shortly, too. So I want to thank everybody for rocking with us today. Jake, you going to host the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We already discussed this.
Oh, no. I just want to make sure, because I'm running out of gas. And then the Dez Bryant thing is bothering me, to be honest with you. It's kind of taking over my mind.
I think it's going to be like 40 minutes of Dez Bryant. Jake's going to be consoling you. Well, Jake's going to have to console him.
No, because though, they shouldn't treat Dez Bryant like that. He had one bad year. Everybody can. You can't be on your top all the time. You know what I'm
saying?
Go
to a Pro Football Reference. I don't think it was just 1 year.
It was 1 year, man.
It wasn't just 1 year.
He had one bad year, and now everybody's turning
on him. 2016 or 2018?
They're not telling him he sucks. They're telling him to take a pay cut because he's just not elite. And this team needs to be better. Stop being selfish with your money. Look at Tom Brady.
If he wants to take a pay, I don't think that he should be mandatory. You feel what I'm saying? They gave him that money.
I think it should be.
Yep. take a pay cut or you're gone. They don't want to. They're trying to ask him to take a pay cut. Now, don't be hard-headed about it, because you're going to get cut if so.
Who would you rather have, just real quick, Allen Robinson or Dez Bryant?
I'd rather have Dez Bryant. And I'm being honest. How many good seasons Allen Robinson had?
He had
one good season. Dez Bryant had like seven good seasons.
Like 4 years ago. Damn, how old is Dez Bryant?
Hopefully we don't have to discuss this no more. Thank you for rocking with us today. A Mr. Sussman-less version of Fantasy Sports Today. Shout out to the All-In Kid. Shout out to Wall Street Matt Medica. Shout out to Chris Bavona. BFF's coming up next, and then we'll be back for the Roto-Experts podcast. Yeah.